Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board reports $59.3 million in Super Bowl wagers. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. The Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board reported that $59,275,463 was wagered statewide on the Seattle Seahawks-New England Patriots Super Bowl. The figures signal lower betting volume for operators but a sharp rebound in revenue compared with last year's loss. The wagering patterns in the Commonwealth mirror trends seen in Nevada, where total Super Bowl 60 bets dipped to $133.8 million, the lowest handle in a decade, according to the Nevada Gaming Control Board. Preliminary data released by the board shows total handle declined 41.6% from last year, when the Eagles faced the Chiefs. However, revenue generated from this year's game reached $18,143,469, a significant turnaround from 2025. When sportsbooks recorded negative revenue of $6,532,147 after bettors overwhelmingly backed winning outcomes. Betting volume declines, revenue strengthens. The 41.6% drop in total wagers reflects softer engagement compared to last year's in-state team matchup. Industry analysts have frequently noted that local team participation tends to drive stronger betting volumes, particularly in states with mature online markets like Pennsylvania. Despite the lower handle, sportsbooks achieved a substantially improved hold. Revenue of $18.1 million indicates a more favorable outcome for operators, contrasting sharply with last year's loss position. The shift underscores how betting mix and game results can materially affect operator margins regardless of overall wagering volume. For regulated operators in the Commonwealth, the improved revenue performance provides relief after 2025's negative hold. Market watchers say volatility around major sporting events such as the Super Bowl remains a defining characteristic of sports betting performance metrics. Online betting dominates market activity. Patrons in Pennsylvania had access to 17 retail sportsbook locations and 11 licensed online wagering platforms for Super Bowl betting. According to the Gaming Control Board, 90.6% of total wagers were placed online. The dominance of digital betting aligns with broader national trends, where mobile platforms consistently account for the majority of sports wagering activity. Pennsylvania's online penetration rate during this year's Super Bowl further reinforces the state's position as a mature, digitally driven betting market. Retail sportsbooks captured a comparatively small share of total wagers, highlighting how convenience and mobile access continue to shape consumer behavior in regulated markets. Historical context and market outlook. Since Pennsylvania launched legal sports wagering, Super Bowl betting totals have fluctuated based on team participation, betting sentiment, and broader market conditions. The board noted that wagering was first permitted in the Commonwealth during the 2020 Kansas City-San Francisco Super Bowl, when total wagers reached $30,693,942. The current $59.3 million handle sits well above early legalization years but reflects normalization following peak engagement periods. Regulators have not indicated any compliance concerns tied to this year's betting activity. The Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board is expected to release finalized figures in the coming weeks. Analysts will be monitoring tax implications, hold percentages, and operator-specific performance to assess how the result affects the state's competitive sportsbook landscape heading into the next major betting cycle. As Pennsylvania's sports betting market matures, year-over-year comparisons increasingly reflect team matchups and betting dynamics rather than overall growth alone.